Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now here's one to mark in the diary, the 34th Australian Heritage Festival. It's 9 memorable days where history comes alive at the John Darien Woolshed. You can see hundreds of volunteers come with their machinery, equipment, livestock, arts and crafts, and they reenact lifestyles and skills of our rural pioneers. Now, the festival runs from August 21 through to 29, so for more information, please contact the John Darien Woolshed on 4692 2229 or email info@johndarienwoolshed.com. Council's rate notices will be distributed on August 19 with payment due on September 21, so check the back of your rates notice for the full range of payment options. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Tuesday, August 17 at 9 a.m. at the Gumbungee Service Centre. The public is welcome, so please direct any inquiries to 4688 6356. And just a reminder, with the election coming up, pre-poll voting is not available at Toowoomba City Hall. All pre-poll and other federal election inquiries can be directed to the Australian Electoral Commission Groom Division Office, and that's at the corner of Neil and Laurel Streets. Pre-poll voting is available on Level 3 of the Eastonwell Building, and that's in the Bell Street Mall. Now, Council is offering residents and ratepayers a further option when lodging a request for Council services. Anyone wanting to submit a request for a specific Council service can now do so online at any time of the day. The following areas are currently available for online lodgement. That's animal collection or nuisance animals, changes of address, overgrown allotments, parking meter faults or infringements, road and footpath maintenance requests, abandoned and nuisance vehicles, and water meter issues and wheelie bin services. So for any of those, log on to the Council website, that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. Now here's some fun. Grab your torch and be a part of the popular Twilight Tours series where we explore Laurelbank Park in Herry Street, Toowoomba. It's running from Monday, September 20 to Wednesday, September 22, and the 2 one-hour tours are from 6:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and they'll provide an insight into the park's history and its many floral highlights. A gold coin donation allows you to join the fun, and refreshments will be available after the tours. But bookings are essential, so please call 4688 6542. There's a Seniors Week Information Expo just around the corner, and it's to be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 461 Hume Street on August 18. Now, the Seniors Week Expo will feature 32 booths showcasing activities and community information. There'll be travel, government departments, council, DVA, and national seniors information. Probus will be there, there'll be financial advisors, as well as health, sport, home assist, respite care, and neighbourhood watch stands. There'll be morning tea, afternoon tea, and light lunch available, and the cost is only $3 per person. So for more information, contact Irene Bridgman on 4636 3316. That's 4636 3316. Organisers of the Shutterbug Tales Photographic Competition, as part of the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers, are inviting budding photographers to get involved. This year's theme is Blossoming Beauty. Capture a moment, create a memory, make a difference. Entry details and forms are available from www.tcof.com.au. And while we're talking about the Carnival of Flowers, car buffs are urged to join this year's floral classic, The Show and Shine. This event will be staged on Saturday, September 18 at Godsell Street Oval in Queen's Park. So again, for details, go to the website www.tcof.com.au. The gallery shop at the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery is looking for volunteers. Now, the shop is open from Tuesday to Sunday, so if you think you can help there, then please contact Jeanette Haynes on 4613 6538. Just a reminder, the council has resumed its program of air scouring of water mains in Highfields from Monday, August the 2nd. Nearby residents have been notified by letterbox drop and may notice some dirty water coming from the taps or a disruption to supply. The air scouring will continue for approximately 3 weeks. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.